Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
Yeah. They're wild, rapid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose, what is it you would like to speak about? You know, we'll let you, but Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we'll hit that gong. And then we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Kevin in Yelm, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad, Kevin. What you got for us this morning, buddy?
Well, I just got a question for you guys. Like, if you go back in time and relive a concert or, you know, a show that you guys, what would it be?
Ooh. Do you have one that you would love to go back and see?
Yes, actually, mine was, I think it was in 2008 at the Coors Amphitheater, and it was Linkin Park.
Oh, wow. All right. So basically, you know, a show that you loved in your life, you go, I want to go back and replay that all over again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. There was a Linkin Park show, I remember, when they first became a band, but first started touring, they played the Showbox, and that was an insane show. And at that time, like, you know, the Hybrid Theory record, I think, either just came out or was about to come out. But you could just see that this band was just, you know, they were poised for greatness because they were just incredible on stage, and Chester was just such a great front man. For me, though, it had to be Faith No More. I think it was 97 or 98,
Ooh.
And they played the Moore Theater. Oddly enough, Limp Bizkit opened for them, and I didn't even know who the hell Limp Bizkit was at that time. They were touring on their first record, but it was right at the height of when Faith No More as a band hated each other. They were about to break up, and you can tell on stage. Like, there was so much negative tension, but it translated into such an aggressively awesome show. Like, the whole band was just firing. Like, they were going off, but, like, they were fighting on stage at times, but the crowd Damn. Was insane. Like, people were ripping chairs out of the Moore Theater's floor, and it was just chaos, man. It was one of my, you know, as a longtime Faith No More fan, it was a pretty epic experience because, well, no pun intended on the epic line. But it was just so damn good. And I did not know at that time they were, like, you got a vibe that they weren't going to probably last very long, but you didn't think they were going to break up. And luckily they've gotten back together since then. I've seen them again, but that was a show that I'll never forget.
Damn good show.
Yeah.
How about you, Danny?
Warped Tour 2005. That was the year. Yeah, the Offspring and MXPX and the Atari, Tsunami Bomb, like Rancid. There was so many bands on that tour, and it was like kind of the year that, like, that was my senior year of high school. I had just graduated, and it was like, and we got to go down to Las Cruces, New Mexico, and see all those bands play, and it was just kind of like the pinnacle of Warped Tour for me.
Yeah, I love all that. Actually, now that you brought up Warped Tour, like Warped Tour, I think it was 2007 or 8 here. White River Amphitheater?
Probably.
Yeah, man, that was an amazing show. One of my favorite bands there that was playing was, I think it was Falling in Reverse.
That sounds awesome, dude. I wish I think I was at that one, too.
How about that?
Dude, yeah. When you bring up a festival shows, I just thought about 1994. This is how long ago it was. But it was the Lollapalooza tour. And I think of you, Danny, because the first band playing on the main stage, the very first band. So that's like, you know, a band that's an up-and-coming band.
Sure.
Green Day.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was L7, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Oh, man.
Tribe Called Quest, The Breeders, George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars.
Damn.
Then you had the Beastie Boys, Smashing Pumpkins headlining it.
Yeah.
And when I saw them, and I didn't know that, that she didn't do it on all the shows, but it was like right around when, you know, Kurt was gone, and Courtney Love went up on stage during with the Pumpkins for a second and started talking about some stuff. And it's like, looking back on it, that was such an insane show.
Yeah, that'll never happen again. And it's just one of those things that you just wish you could go and look at, you know, watch again.
And I saw a bunch of other, and I think the Flaming Lips might have been on the second stage or even like the third stage or something ridiculous. Like it was like, they were playing, and I mean, and the Flaming Lips have gone on to have these epically huge, you know, live performances. They were just like this little band playing in front of like maybe 30, 40 people because, you know, they were like, it was like 1 p.m. Nobody gave a crap. We were all there just to go see all the other bands, but they were so good. I remember they busted in She Don't Use Jelly, and I was like, this is awesome.
How about you, Rev? If you could go back and see a show, what would it be?
1996 at the Mercer Arena, the Life is Peachy tour for Korn. It was one of those ones where it was just the first time I was able to go see them live, and it was magical. Like Jonathan Davis going out there with his bagpipes, wearing the full like sequined Adidas tracksuit.
Yep.
It was just, it was absolutely ridiculous. And I when I was watching it, I didn't appreciate it so much because I was kind of dwelling on the fact that all of my friends hated Korn. So I just went by myself. And I was like, oh, no one wanted to go with me. But I still thought it was a great show. I want to go back and be able to relive it and actually enjoy it fully.
And maybe bring a friend.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, if we're allowed to change one aspect of it, I think for me it would be Tool when they performed at the Key Arena. Because I was 100% sober. No alcohol. I was too young, I think.
Oh, right.
Uh-oh. So if I could relive it.
Was that the one where you took a nap in the suite?
No, that was Deftones, Alice in Chains, and Mastodon.
You took a nap during Mastodon?
Wow.
No, I fell asleep during Alice in Chains because it was really late at night and it was on a Friday. And I've been up for like 24 hours at
Don't
that
forget
point.
It's Granny Vicky. You know
how
it is.
Grandma.
Yeah, okay, Grandma. It was way past her bedtime.
It very much was.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You got one?
Do I have one? Yeah, and it's really, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's kind of lame, but I think because of all this coronavirus stuff, the thing that popped in my head was being able to go to Marymore Park, and there's a guy, Michael Franti at Spearhead, and it was a great rock funk band. But I was there with all my buddies, and it was just the summer breeze. You know, have a beverage, hang out with your buddies, and just, you know, it just was like a summer feel, and I love that about that show, and I had a great time with my buds, and I would love to go back and experience that again.
See, with you, BJ, I would have figured it would have been that road trip with your daughter to go see Britney at the Gorge.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see that again.
Britney at the Key Arena was definitely on my top five shows I'd like to.
Wait, really?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll tell you
the time I saw Christina Aguilera play at a high school, I wouldn't mind reliving that again. That was pretty hilarious.
At a high school?
That's awesome. The hot mom factor was insane, though. I will tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember what Britney did or what she looked like, but everybody that went to the show was just ridiculous.
See, when my wife and I saw Britney Spears the last time she toured, I mean, we saw her in Vegas for a couple times at her residency, but when we saw her at the Tacoma Dome and Nicki Minaj opened, but one of the best parts about that show wasn't even the performance on the stage. It was a cosplaying event for every hot chick to dress as a different stage of Britney.
Oh, whoa. Really?
So, like, had, like, you know, schoolgirl outfits, and then they had, like, the sexy snake thing.
Okay.
And nobody went with the shaved head rash on the hoo-ha.
Oh, they didn't do that one?
Phase, though.
That's one of my favorites.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I was like,
look, I'm Britney when she lost her mind.
Yeah.
I should have an umbrella in my hand. That would have been funny.
Yeah, really. And then you should probably just have I don't know.
I forgot about this. What a great call. The Alice in Chains Tsunami Benefit Concert at the Showbox. That was the show that brought Alice in Chains back together.
Oh.
Still didn't have a lead singer. And they did a show where they brought in like a cavalcade of front men. So they had Patrick Lachman from Damage Plan, who did some stuff with like the guys in Pantera. He's a great singer. He was there. But the craziness, Wes from Puddle of Mud, who did a really good job. The Heart Sisters and Nancy Wilson.
That's a show.
But then Maynard from Tool went up there and sang two songs with Alice in Chains, and it was Them Bones and Man in the Box. And I already got goosebumps just thinking about when he hits the high notes or like the chorus of Man in the Box, like, dude, the whole room was just emotional.
That's insane.
Yeah, because you never thought Alice in Chains would play a show together again, and here they are.
And then there's Maynard.
And they got Maynard from Tool singing with them, and he nailed it, man.
Wow.
It was great. It was a special night.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.